When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Secluded Thoughts. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about something that is near and dear to my heart and not in a good way. It's something that I struggled with for a long time before I finally got over it. And I realized that a lot of people struggle with it too. So hence why I'm making this episode. And that thing is called seeking validation. Validation for making different major decisions in your life or different ideas that you may have, or anytime you want to do something and you feel like you need other people to validate it, that's basically what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. So I'll start by telling you about my experience. So in 2018, I had an idea to start a blog. And it would be all about personal growth and self-improvement and pretty much what I'm talking about on this podcast. But my idea initially started off as a blog. So because I didn't know anyone around me that was blogging, I felt like it probably wasn't a good idea because you don't often hear about people just, you know, starting blogs, at least not anyone around me. I think blogging is more popular now, but at least when I was initially thinking about starting, I didn't know anybody who was doing it or taking it seriously. So I was very hesitant and very skeptical, but I just had such a strong desire to do it. Like, I felt like I needed to do it. I had no idea where I was going to take it or what I wanted it to eventually become, how to grow it, nothing like that. I just had an idea to start a blog about personal growth, right? So because I wasn't 100% confident in the idea, I thought, okay, let me ask around to see if other people think it's a good idea. Because if I'm writing it, then obviously I'll need people to read it. So let me ask the people around me if it's a good idea. I never flat out asked, hey, do you think this is a good idea? I just kind of threw the idea around and like casually said, oh yeah, I think I'm going to start a blog and blah, blah, blah. And nobody said it was a bad idea and nobody discouraged me per se, but the response was just very underwhelming. Let's put it that way. Like, people didn't necessarily jump for joy or they weren't as excited as I was. So that made me feel very discouraged. And one of the reasons for that, I think, is because I had a 4.0 GPA in school and I was studying accounting and I had an internship at a big four firm. So people just thought that I should have pursued something in accounting because that was going to pay more. And it was like, why are you doing these other things? You know, so nobody took it seriously. People just thought I was like, just, you know, pursuing a hobby. And I mean, at first it was a hobby. I didn't necessarily plan on making it into a business or anything. I just wanted to share my journey with people and connect with people who were trying to do the same thing. So because people didn't hype me up or make me feel like it was a good idea, I thought, okay, it's probably just going to be a waste of time. So I should just let it go. And I did. Like, I forgot about it for some time. And I was like, I'm just not going to do this. Like, it's dumb. Nobody's going to read it. Blah, blah, blah. You know how the negative self-talk goes. So I just thought, okay, you know what? I'm just not going to do it. Fast forward a few weeks later, it's like, the desire just came back. Like, it, I couldn't shake it. Like, no matter how much I tried to say, okay, I'm not going to do this, it just, like, the idea just wouldn't leave me alone. Like, something just kept telling me I should do this. But again, I had no guidance or reference to help me start or anything like that. So I just wasn't confident enough to do it. So once again, the cycle repeated itself. I went to the same people and I kind of explained it differently. And I didn't necessarily ask for validation, but it was like, I mean, you probably know what I'm talking about. You have an idea and you want people to validate it. So even if you don't explicitly ask, is this a good idea? It's like you tell people about it because you want people to reassure you that it's something you should do. I just didn't get that. And like the feeling wouldn't go away. So when people didn't push me like I needed them to, I went online. And I just started Googling different blogs about personal growth to see if anyone else was doing it so I could get like tips from people online. And there were a lot of self-help and personal growth blogs, but there weren't any quite like what I wanted to do. So I felt like because of that, if there was none like what I had in mind, maybe it wasn't a good idea, or like I don't know. Like I felt like I needed somebody to tell me that it was a good idea because I just wasn't confident in myself. But this is where things get interesting. One day I was driving around. I don't remember where I was going, but I was driving around on the highway and I was thinking and talking to myself like I typically do when I need to clear my mind. And I was talking to myself about the idea and all of the discouragement that I felt because I didn't get validation from other people. And then out of nowhere, I just had this epiphany. And basically, it's like something just told me that I was never going to get it. Like nobody was ever going to validate my idea. Like out of nowhere, that just popped in my mind. Like nobody was going to validate my idea. And if I wanted to do it, I just had to do it. Like I had to stop waiting on people to tell me this is a good idea and you should do it. And eventually, I actually did start the blog. I'm not going to lie. I did hesitate for a few months. Like, I bought the domain and I did hesitate before publishing it. But I will tell you what happened in the end with that. And you'll want to stay tuned because the results of that decision exceeded my expectations. Like, I would have thought that everything that happened after that happened, but we'll get to that in a second. In the meantime, let's talk about why you need to stop seeking validation from other people and the lessons I learned in that long year of asking people for advice and asking people to validate my ideas. So first and foremost, the most important thing you need to understand is that people will not understand your vision because they cannot see it. Like you literally cannot take it personal if people don't encourage you or even if they explicitly discourage you because they just can't see your vision. Like I'm sure you can think about a time where somebody told you something about an idea that they had and whether or not you supported them, you just couldn't get the full picture. So it's like, you just didn't understand. And it's the same thing. Like, typically, it's not even personal. People just cannot see your vision. So you shouldn't take it personal when they don't encourage you or if they discourage you. Like, that's none of your business. Your vision was not given to them. It was given to you. And you will only waste time and effort trying to explain something to other people when they cannot see it. And that will only discourage you even more. The second thing is that if there's any risk involved in your idea and you tell family and friends, sometimes them discouraging you doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad idea. It just means that they might want to protect you because they don't want you to get hurt. For example, if you wanted to be a solo traveler and travel the world, and you tell your parents, they might discourage you not necessarily because it's a bad idea, but because they're thinking of everything that could go wrong, like you getting kidnapped or hurt in a foreign country. So they are going to discourage you. But if that's something you feel very strongly in your heart that you should pursue, then their opinion shouldn't matter, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to wake up in your shoes and live your life for you. You are the only one who has to deal with the consequences of your decision and deal with the regret from not making those decisions. And another very, very, very big one that I learned the hard way is that sometimes your family and friends are just not in your target audience. So you can't expect them to understand your idea or even consume the content that you produce. So for example, let's use the same example of the travel blogger, right? Let's say you want to be a solo traveler, travel the world, and start a blog to document all of your experiences. Well, if I'm your friend and I don't even have a passport, would I be checking your blog for the best cafes in Miami or something like that? Like, no, like I could probably share your post on Instagram or something if you have an Instagram. Like, you can spread the word, tell other people, but it's like, if I don't even have a passport and I'm not interested in traveling or going to Miami, then your content is not necessarily relevant to me. So it's nice to support, but if they're not in your target audience, they're not necessarily going to be interested in the idea. So that's just something you have to really keep in mind, because it's so funny, because I didn't learn that until a while after blogging. Like, it just doesn't make sense for some people to consume your content. So if you have an idea to do A, B, and C, or have a major career shift that you want to do, whether you want to start a business or whatever it is, if that person is not your ideal customer, or if they're not in your target market, then your idea really isn't that relevant to them. So why should they even be validating your idea? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make sense. So you really just shouldn't even take that personally. And last but certainly not least, if you are seeking validation from other people because under the surface you are just really afraid of failure, or even afraid to just start whatever it is you want to do, just remember this: there is too much pain to duck. And that's one of my favorite quotes from Les Brown, who's a motivational speaker. And what it means is that if you are avoiding whatever it is you want to do because you are afraid of the pain of failing, then what is going to happen is that you may not make that decision, but in the end, you will still suffer from the pain of regret. That's basically what he's saying. It's like, there's too much pain to duck. If you try to avoid the pain of failure, then you're going to deal with the pain of regret. And on the bright side, whatever it is that you want to do could just be the best decision that you ever make in your life. So focus on that instead of worrying about failing and what people will think. People are not going to live your life for you. People are not going to deal with the pain that you have to deal with. If you're in a situation that you're not happy in and you want to change that, nobody's going to wake up and live your life for you, like I said. So if whatever decision it is that you are hesitant in making is something that you really want to do and you think it's going to change your life, then just do it. So now I'm going to share with you what happened after I took the plunge and I started my blog, even after I didn't get any validation from people. So the long story short is, what basically happened was, that blog grew to be one of the top blogs in that niche or in that category, basically, for what I was blogging about. And then it also helped me make more than my annual salary, if I'm being honest. Like, in the 2 full years that I blogged, I made more than my annual salary that I'm making at my 9-to-5 right now. And I eventually sold the blog, and I didn't even know you could sell blogs online, but I eventually sold the blog because I wanted to start a podcast instead. But in the process of me blogging, I was able to meet people in that niche and connect with them. I did podcast interviews, and I learned how to monetize content online. Like, I learned a lot of different skills. And I remember one of my blog posts even made it to the first page of Google. It was like the first website for one of the posts that I wrote content for, because I learned how to make websites rank on Google. Like, all of these things I had no idea how to do. I learned so much in that process. So that simple little idea that I had as a college student turned into something that was more successful than I could have ever imagined. And I was able to successfully exit from that whole industry when I wasn't passionate about it anymore. And that's the thing too. If you make a decision and you realize that, okay, after a while, I don't really like doing this, you can always exit. Like, you could always switch to do something else. Like, I started a blog. I had a few blogs. I sold 2 of them. And now I'm doing a podcast because I feel like it's more aligned with what I want to do and how I want to deliver content online now. And because I had my blog, I'm able to monetize in different ways, like right off the bat. Like, I've learned so much skills that I can use to make money passively online, even if I'm no longer interested in blogging or anything like that anymore. So that just goes to show you that even if you do end up changing your mind in the end, you learn a lot that you can transfer into whatever else that you want to do. And you may not even want to exit like I did. Like, you could do something and that could be the best decision of your life. But if you don't do it, then you just have to live with the regret because a few people told you that they didn't think it was a good idea, or they didn't validate your idea when it had nothing to do with them. And again, if you are waiting for people to validate your idea because you lack confidence, then like I said in my last episode on perfectionism, which you should listen to if you haven't already, but like I said in my last episode, confidence is something you gain after you courageously do whatever it is that you are afraid to do. Because after you do that, then you can look back and say, hey, I did A, B, and C when I was afraid, and I was able to build something from that, or I'm now in a position that I feel fulfilled in. That's when you get confidence. You don't get confidence in the beginning. Like, confidence is not something that's going to come around and then you can start whatever it is that you are waiting for other people to validate. Like, that's not how it works. So stop waiting for other people to approve what you want to do with your life, because if you don't get it and you never do that thing, then just remember that nobody, all those people who disapprove or didn't encourage you, none of them are going to ever wake up in your shoes one day and live your life and live with the regret of never doing what it is you wanted to do. So that is all I had to say on that topic. If you liked this episode, I'd really appreciate if you left a rating on Apple Podcasts and subscribe or follow, depending on what platform you are listening on. And make sure you follow me on Instagram at secluded.thoughts. And you can go to my website, secludedthoughts.com, for more info. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.